Hi everyone, welcome to the ITB Travel Hero podcast. I'm Leah Jordan, member of the Board of Experts for the ITB Berlin Convention coming up in March. And today we're spending 300 seconds with Katrin Anselm, who leads Airbnb across Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Central and Eastern Europe, and who will be joining me for an executive fireside chat on stage next week. Airbnb joins ITB Berlin 2026 as official co-host, a special year, as ITB Berlin celebrates its 60th anniversary. Katrin, thank you so much for being here with us again.
Yes, thank you, Leah. It's great to be here, as always. And what a good time to be here. It's ITB Berlin's 60th anniversary, and it's such a milestone for the global travel industry. And we couldn't be more excited to be here.
Absolutely. And as I said, Airbnb is the official co-host of the ITB Berlin Convention 2026. Katrin, what does the role mean to you, and what perspective do you hope Airbnb brings to the global industry conversation at ITB?
Yeah, good one. For us, ITB has always been a place where the future of travel really comes into focus. And as Airbnb, we think we can bring a lot to the table because we see firsthand how traveler behavior is shifting. And what's especially exciting right now is how travel trends evolve towards nature-based travel and rural destinations. And these insights we want to bring to ITB, to the conversations at ITB. And at the convention itself, I'm really looking forward to discussing how our industry can work together to shape travel in the future. And of course, I'm very excited and very much looking forward to our fireside chat on stage, which is a tradition.
When you look at travel and how it has evolved over the years, what do you feel is fundamentally changing and different about this moment for the industry now?
There is a fundamental difference, and that's the direction of the travel demand. Let me tell you, when Airbnb began, the majority of guests stayed in cities. City breaks, city travel was Airbnb. Today, younger travelers, and especially Gen Z, are looking to disconnect, to be in nature and opt for digital detox getaways, and not necessarily far from where they live. People literally ask a different question. Where can I truly switch off? Where can I connect with people and nature at the same time? And we see this very clearly in our data. On Airbnb in Germany, 61% of nights booked by Germans last year were outside of cities. And searches for nature trips have grown by 35% in just 2 years.
Wow, yeah, I mean, data doesn't lie, right? And we can feel it definitely, there's a shift. I mean, we're proud. Airbnb contributes across the ITB Berlin Convention program with several leaders on stage, right? What can attendees expect from your broader presence at ITB this year?
They can definitely expect a strong presence across the program. We have several Airbnb leaders, including myself, who will be sharing insights on travel trends, on tourism imbalance, the big motto this year, and how supply and our offering to users evolves. I'd say our focus will be on how platforms can help spread tourism more evenly, support rural communities, and respond to changing traveler expectations, especially among younger generations. And my personal highlight, our co-founder and chief strategy officer, Nathan Pacharsik, will be on stage as well, and we'll be talking about many of these topics.
I mean, we're going to be on stage, and shaping balanced travel from travel trends to responsible tourism, that's the theme of our fireside chat you'll be joining me for. And let's not give away too much, but maybe we can share one idea or question you hope the audience leaves your session thinking about.
Yeah, nature-based and rural travel will be the center of our panel, of our talk. And if there's one idea I can call out as a great thought starter, it's really that travel trend towards nature can ultimately represent a massive, massive opportunity for tourism to grow differently, more responsibly and more sustainably. And why is that so? Because nature tourism benefits small communities the most and means spreading economic benefits from tourism more broadly across villages and destinations. To make this a little bit more specific, let's look at a typical host on Airbnb in rural Germany. They earn on average 4,300 euros in additional income a year, a great addition. And I think this idea is very much at the core of this year's ITB motto.
Beyond the convention stages, how should people engage with Airbnb on site? We know that you have a beautiful booth every year, so we're excited for this year. What can they expect when they visit you in Hall 9?
The booth is nothing short of awesome. It really reflects our commitment to nature travel. It has a beautiful design, lots of lush greenery. Just think of a small plant sanctuary or a botanical garden right in the middle of ITB. We actually invite all of you just to stop by, to take in the atmosphere, to take a deep breath, you know, and breathe and reconnect with nature, just, you know, ride it here at ITB. But more importantly, it's really about a space to exchange ideas. ITB has always been about the dialogue, and we're really looking forward to those in-person conversations, and that over what many say, the best coffee at the entire fair. So join us in Hall 9.
Thank you so much, Katrin, for joining me again. And we see you next week.
Thank you so much, Leah. It was a pleasure.
And everyone listening in, meet Airbnb across the ITB Berlin Convention 2026 on stage and at their booth. Meet the team and talk to them. And don't miss Katrin Ansam's session as part of the ITB Marketing and Distribution Track on Wednesday, 4th March in Hall 71A. I personally can't wait to see you all there. And yes, see you so soon in Berlin.